Where am I?
In the village.
What do you want?
Information.
Whose side are you on?
That would be telling. We want information.
Information. Information. You won't get it.
By hook or by crook, we will.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Good afternoon. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dill Gherkin, here with you for 90 minutes of eclectic music, weather report, show listings, and much, much more. Today, I will be talking with Addison, who's a participant in the Just TV program that is out of the West Broadway Broadway Neighborhood Center there. And basically, it's a place for teenagers, young adults to get much-needed experience in terms of opportunities for them to learn how to do video, music production skills, and much, much more. And they are doing their showcase on the 17th of December, where their winter showcase at the Park Theater, where you can go and see all these young creative folks present what they've been working on over the last several months. And it's for free. And we're going to hear from Addison, who's a participant in the Just TV program, a little later on in the show. And I got a chance to meet some of the people who were involved with Just TV. And I've done some features about the program on the station in the past. And it's great. If you want to know, you know, it's your chance to kind of see these young and up-and-coming creatives, people who will be definitely have a role to play in Winnipeg's art and culture in the years in the future, right? So really great program, and you know, we're gonna be talking with them. And I was very impressed when I went to go visit them, what some of these kids are up to, these young adults. It's really quite something. It's for people aged actually 16 to 24, so actually people well into their 20s as well. It is, it's a great thing. It's actually helped launch some people's careers, believe it or not. Getting that little boost, getting that creative outlet and those resources are so key to those things. It makes all the difference. So we'll be talking about that and a little bit about music. Last show I did my tribute, my birthday, belated birthday, happy birthday to Jaco Pastorius. Got some great feedback, so I always appreciate hearing from listeners about that. It's always tough to try to do a show dedicated to someone like that who, man, I could play hours and hours and hours of his music if I wanted to, but I can't. And so you have to always make decisions. There's always lots of other things I would have liked to have played, but you know, I kind of highlighted maybe some tracks that aren't as in projects and that aren't as, I wouldn't say well known, but you know, I played a little bit off of his first solo record, but not a lot. I was obviously talking a lot about the word of mouth big band, which, interestingly enough, I think that that second record he did called Word of Mouth was kind of not underrated, but maybe a little forgotten about, because I think it's not it's showing a side of him that his sort of composition orchestral side to him, rather than him just a virtuoso, the guy doing bebop lines and dancing across the stage. It was another side of who he was as a musician. And maybe less talked about, but when we talk about Jaco Pastorius, obviously his time with Weather Report, really, really amazing stuff. And just yesterday I was having a conversation with a volunteer, and he was saying, you know, he had never heard that Liberty City recording, and he said it was really incredible to hear the steel pans and the harmonica weaving together through the whole song. And yeah, it's astounding work, and I think something that you know, people should go back and really listen to and think about a little bit about what he was trying to do there and what he was trying to communicate, and all the different facets of someone like a Jaco Pastorius. Truly incredible. He was a lightning rod of a lot of different stuff. And on that topic, in fact, I will be doing another birthday tribute show in 2 weeks, in fact. And because I started looking around at birthdays and things like that. So I have a lot more planned into 2026, but December 20th is the birthday of one Michael David Watt, otherwise known as Mike Watt, bassist, vocalist, songwriter for obviously the Minutemen, Firehose, his own projects, DOS, and then later on playing with the Stooges, among other projects, and people like Niles Klein and others that he collaborated with. I'm gonna do a little birthday shout out to one Mr. Watt, and he's busy as ever. In fact, I've been going back and listening to his great podcast that he does called The Watt from Pedro Show. Of course, Pedro refers to San Pedro, which is where he's from in California, which is just a little bit, I think it's a little bit down the harbor. Long Beach is kind of one side, and it's kind of in the south of all that harbor area in Southern California. I think it's getting a little closer to San Diego, but not quite. And so he still does several episodes a week where he interviews someone and plays a lot of music, and it's always great selections. Usually always starts it off with some John Coltrane and really eclectic music selections, much like this show. So I'm going to be doing that little birthday shout out to Watt on December the 23rd, another belated birthday show. And if you haven't checked it out, The Watt from Pedro Show, I'm already just, every episode there's at least a couple things that he plays that I'm like, oh, what the heck is this? I gotta go listen more to this. And he does interviews with people. It's always very interesting. And if you're not too familiar with Mike Watt, you should go look him up on the old internet. There's lots of interviews with him. Probably one of the most fascinating guys, just to hear him speak and talk. He has his own lingo. Yeah, he has his own little world that he talks about there. Phrases and things like that. So, December 23rd, happy belated birthday to Mike Watt on this show. Let's get into some more new music. We're going to go with, I was playing more of their record. The great band here, we're only here for the snacks. Winnipeg band, group of young musicians, off their record Missed Our Stop. And of course they have the album has all these like characters that are kind of based on the Nutty Club, if you've ever seen that in Winnipeg. So we're going to hear still three tracks from them: Don't Screw It Up, Missed Our Stop, and Space Jam. Here's some young stars, young rising stars here in Winnipeg. Here's We're Only Here for the Snacks here on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKUW 95.9 FM. We'll be right back.
You are listening to CKUW. We'll be right back after this.
CKUW 95.9 FM is supported by the Dave Barber Cinematheque, located at 100 Arthur Street. Run by the Winnipeg Film Group, the Dave Barber Cinematheque has been a mainstay in the Exchange District since the 1980s, showing films from across the globe and highlighting Winnipeg filmmakers. Check out their show listings, updated monthly, at DaveBarberCinematheque.com. The Dave Barber Cinematheque, from cult classics to documentaries, from experimental surrealism to captivating realism, you can find a seat and some popcorn at 100 Arthur Street. Check out their show listings, updated monthly, at DaveBarberCinematheque.com. Show your CKUW friends card and get member pricing for any regular screening.
And if you can believe it,
say Tuesday.
Indeed, it is Tuesday, and you are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I am your host, DJ Dilgirk, and we just heard three tracks of the very talented young musicians. We're only here for the snacks off their debut record, Missed Our Stop. You heard Don't Screw It Up, Missed Our Stop, and Space Jam. Great stuff. If you ever get a chance, go see them live. They throw out bags of Hawkins Cheesies into the crowd. And, I mean, those are the best Cheesies around, I'd say. You will need a glass of water after having a small bag of Hawkins Cheesies. Very salty. But nonetheless, let's take a look at the weather. Yes, we have some weather report in the background, so... As always, it is weather report time. Current conditions, as observed at the Winnipeg International Airport at 3 p.m., it is minus 8, light snow, wind east-northeast, 18 kilometers, wind chill is minus 15. So it is a little windy, but it's really not that bad. There is some light snow falling. Rather picturesque, I suppose. depending on how you want to look at it. Today, -7 and snow. Snow continuing on this evening, -13 into tomorrow. High of -13, periods of snow. And in the evening, -15 and cloudy. Thursday, high of -11. In the evening, -19. Friday, December the 12th, -19 and sunny. Saturday, -21 and sunny. And Sunday, -21, 30% chance of flurries. With more flurries happening Sunday night into Monday, -21 with a 60% chance of flurries. And long-range forecast tells us Monday, -17 and a mix of sun and cloud. So definitely we're back into seasonal weather. And with that snow, you know, be careful. Be careful driving around out there. Take a bit of extra time. Let's take a look now at the Daily Almanac, which gives us some historical weather data. On this day, highest temperature recorded was 5 degrees in 2015. Lowest temperature, -36 in the year 2000. And that also came with a bone-chilling wind chill of -47. That's pretty brutal. And in terms of wind right now, highest wind speed actually only of 56 kilometers in 1991, with a wind gust of 74 kilometers. So we've definitely seen a higher wind at other times of the year. Maximum precipitation recorded on this day is actually only 4.8 millimeters in 1976, which doesn't seem like a lot at all. The most snow on the ground recorded on this day was 8.1 centimeters, and the maximum snow on the ground, 56 centimeters in 1958. My understanding is that we might get up to into Wednesday. You know, today it's about 2 to 4 centimeters. There might be 10 centimeters by the time Wednesday's done. So a fair amount, but not too much. You'll definitely have to do some shoveling. And sunrise is 8:14 a.m. And sunset is just at about 4:30, with about 8 hours and 13 minutes of daylight. Of course, we're getting close to the winter solstice, and then we just gain daylight every day, a little bit every day. So that's some of your weather for this week. Definitely, you know, there was a while there I was thinking, man, are we going to have a brown Christmas, a gray Christmas? But no, the snow came, and I don't mind the winter and the snow. To a certain point, I don't honestly mind it that much. Although, you know, minus teens I can deal with. Once it gets -20s and more, it can be a little much, I know. But we do live in Winnipeg, and we are known for these winters. Speaking of winters and winter cities, great band from Edmonton I'm going to get into right now called Homefront. And they just released their album just this year called Watch It Die. And they're a post-punk band from Edmonton, and they were formed in 2021. And I believe it's just the two people in this band. And this record was released actually November 14th, 2025. So just about a month ago. We're going to hear three tracks from them. We're going to hear Light Sleeper, Between the Waves, and Eulogy. Here's Edmonton's Homefront right now on Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. Thank you.
Support for CKUW is provided by the West End Cultural Center, your friendly local arts nonprofit. Community is important to us. Did you know the WEC offers free drop-in music lessons in partnership with the Manitoba Conservatory of Music and Arts? The tune-in program runs Tuesdays at the West End Cultural Center, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for youth ages 12 to 18.
With your CKUW Friends card, you are supporting CKUW 95.9 FM and our friends in the community. 100% of your donations go to the general operations at CKUW 95.9 FM, and with a Friends card, your dollars will get you more at
the King Cobb Market Pub at 580 Ellis Avenue, your local arts and craft beer pub. With a rotating selection of local beer, art, music, and Southern-inspired pub eats, your 10% discount on all food and selected taps makes this West End neighborhood pub an ideal place to start, end, or even be your next night out. Be sure to check out their Bella Vista nights every Wednesday for free live music sponsored by CKUW 95.9 FM. Fiercely local.
Join CKUW's community of support by donating $35 during Fun Drive in February to get a Friends card and get access to more deals around Winnipeg.
And if you can believe it,
say Tuesday.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
Unbelievable. Time distortion. Space is the place me and Gene Okerlund go down that lonesome highway. Yeah, but don't be hypnotized. No, reincarnation doesn't have to be. You can concentrate and you can mental telepathy.
Yeah, but the beat goes on.
But the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on here on Radio Free Winnipeg, CKUW 95.9 FM, broadcasting out of the University of Winnipeg in downtown Winnipeg. We just heard three tracks from Edmonton's Homefront. That was Light Sleeper, Between the Waves, and Eulogy off their 2025 record, Watch It Die, just released last month. Excellent stuff. 3:42 p.m. We're gonna get into some more music in a little bit. Later on in the show, after 4 o'clock, I will be talking with a participant of the Just TV program, which is out of the West Broadway Neighborhood Center, and it's a place for people aged 16 to 24 that basically allows them to get some skills in terms of video and music production skills. And they do their annual showcase, which is coming up on December the 17th, next Wednesday, at the Park Theater, and it's free. Yeah, we're going to hear a little bit about that amazing program later on in the show. And definitely, if you have some creative young people in your life, maybe look into getting them involved. Sometimes all it needs is a little push, a little guidance, a little mentorship, and amazing things happen. And I think this is a great example of the type of programming we should be supporting as a community. So that will be happening a little bit later on in the show. Sticking with the theme of sort of, for lack of a better word, bands that are using keyboards and synths to various degrees. Obviously, heard it from Homefront, very synth-heavy, keyboard sort of heavy post-punk. But there's a great band from Montreal called Duchess Says, and I don't believe they're active anymore. But I really do enjoy them. Kind of beyond description, but this was their author 2008 record, which is going back a ways now. Anthology de Trios Pre-Chorus. We're going to hear three tracks from that, which is The Fritchy, A.E. and Rabies, Baby Got the Rabies. This is Duchess Says from Montreal. I do wonder what some of these members of this band are getting up to these days, but certainly, as you'll hear, an amazing artistic statement that they did with this band. So here is Duchess Says here on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKUW 95.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 FM is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. Kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
The Meta World's Tupaluk Show is a two-hour spontaneously generated sound art program exploring media, culture and chants. Every Wednesday 2 to 4 p.m. on CKUW 959 FM.
every Thursday night.
Ah, you know, not everybody talking mama girl can't dance, she's mine.
7:30 till 9.
Do you have a friend you can talk to? Do you have a friend you can trust?
CKUW 95.9 FM.
What do I want? I want my fair share.
Adult kindergarten. Music for finger painting, playing the sandbox, or playing tunes for your grandma.
And if you can believe it, it's a Tuesday.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
Macho Man
Randy
Savage.
Nothing means nothing.
Nothing means nothing.
Nothing means nothing.
What do you mean by that?
I'm talking about all the way to the top, yeah. Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in. But the cream will rise to the top. I'm a chameleon, yeah.
Chameleon?
Yeah. I'm talking about the beat goes on, yeah. And the beat goes on, yeah. And the beat goes on. Unbelievable time distortion. Space is the place me and Gene Okerlund go down that lonesome highway, yeah. But don't be hypnotized, no. Reincarnation doesn't have to be. You can concentrate and you can mental telepathy, yeah.
But the beat goes on.
But the beat goes on.
And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilgirk, and indeed, the beat goes on. Time distortion. Space is the place where the cream rises to the top. All on a Tuesday, if you can believe it. Yes. We just heard three tracks from Montreal's Duchess Says off their 2008 record. That was the three tracks were La Frecci, I.E., and Rabies. Baby's Got the Rabies. So Duchess Says, I don't have... There's not a ton of information about them more recently. I think their last record actually came out in 2014. I'm not sure if... It doesn't seem like they're active anymore, but they did have kind of in the 2010s have some success. They did tour with the Ya Ya Ya's at one point. Very interesting. I'm not sure what any of the members are doing now, but definitely a band that is stuck in my mind over the years when I first saw or heard of them. Great stuff. And normally, I mean, the one guy plays keyboard, sometimes he does play guitar, but the inclusion of the keyboard, bass and drums there as the instrumentation is really interesting. It certainly has a way different vibe than guitar, and also fills up the space in its own way too. And I feel like sonically it gives a lot of room for the bass in a weird way that sometimes depending on how guitarists have their stuff set up, it can really crowd in some of the bass frequencies, whereas this kind of leaves space for everyone. So I'm a big fan of that. Duchess Says. Really good. So in a moment now, we're going to be getting, of course, into the mandatory heavy. And we're going to be getting into a band from Oklahoma that I was playing a couple episodes back. But let's get to the mandatory heavy theme right now.
Whoa, this is heavy.
There's that word again, heavy.
Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull?
Yes, the mandatory heavy at 4 o'clock here on Radio Free Winnipeg. That is the ringing tremolo chords of Link Wray's Rumble in the background. So we're going to look at three tracks now from that Oklahoma band I was talking about that was playing from the band Debris. They released this record in 1976. Needless to say, they did not make it big. No one really liked what they were doing, but they were, I wouldn't say ahead of their time, because I don't think anyone's really ahead of their time. Everyone's of their time. But they definitely, the sound that they made definitely maybe was a precursor to a lot of the other stuff you heard. It kind of a mix between Captain Beefheart, Velvet Underground, and the Stooges, if they all came together. So we're going to hear three tracks off their one record they did that was released in 1976, Static Disposal. We're going to hear Manhattan, Leisurely Waiting, and New Smooth Lunch. Here's Oklahoma's Debris. Again, when you hear this, this was released in 1976. Think about that for a minute. Here on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKW 95.9 FM.
You.
You will be mine, girl. You will be mine. You will be mine, girl.
You will be mine.
Leisurely waiting, abiding my time. Pick
a few lines. Flash through the front page, it told them dead. Reflections of mirrors, reflections of life. Bits of the best now made me sigh. Values churning, clouding my mind. My intros quaking, causing pressure to rise. I felt not at ease. For I sense weeping and gnashing of teeth. Yes, I could sense weeping and gnashing of teeth. Time here is not here, I may break on a shelf. The period void when I could have helped myself. Surrounded by true wealth, I had been deceived. With short-term baubles and pleasures of flesh, my vision distorted from Satan's own spit. Now my soul rots. From now I hear weeping and gnashing of teeth. Yes, now. Abandoned, I chose to die. My weak meat had conquered where once I had mine. The father he offered, the son was a key. Yet I asked for nothing, for I could not see. I had been blinded from righteous and wrongs. My visions but figments of no future songs. I ate my brother, I crave for his blood.
Hey Winnipeg, what happens to your discarded bike? The Wrench is the Winnipeg Repair Education and Cycling Hub. Since 2010, The Wrench has used discarded bike parts collected from Winnipeg's 4R sites to educate our community in bike mechanics and keep all of us on our bikes through access to bikes and bike repair. Got a bike or some parts that you want to put to good use? Drop them off at the City of Winnipeg's 4R locations on Panet Road, Pacific Avenue, or Brady Road during their open hours. Wrench volunteers pick up from each location at least monthly and get those bikes back on the road through education programs, community bike repair support, and bike giveaways. Since 2010, Winnipeggers have helped the Wrench divert over 250,000 kilograms of bikes and parts from the landfill, ensuring that anyone who wants a bike has a bike. Let's keep rolling. For more information, visit us at thewrench.ca.
PM here on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKW 95.9 FM. I, in a few moments, will be talking with Addison from the Just TV program about their showcase coming up on December the 17th at the Park Theater. But before that, we're going to hear a little another musical break here, and kind of going with the theme you just heard with the Oklahoma band Debris, their 1976. That's right, 1976 record, Static Disposal. We're going to hear some new stuff from the Viagra Boys. This is Pyramid of Health. So think about what you just heard from 1976 and what was just released not that long ago. Here's Viagra Boys here on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKW 95.9 FM.
They say my stomach's nearly fried from meat and cigarettes for breakfast. But if I follow 7 easy steps, I might avoid my death. The Pyramid of Health. Come on down, bring your sacrificial goat, and don't forget to wear your feathers and your silly little necklace. And get real high with the shrimp up in the sky, and you'll no longer fear your death. The Pyramid of Health. Stood on a mountain and I turned to dust. Little green worm said it wasn't enough, so he turned it back into a bag of meat. Gave me a liquid from a nearby tree. Said turn to the sludge and you see what I mean. Pyramid of Health is in everything. He turned it back into a bag of meat. The Pyramid of Health is in everything. Hanging around in a desert on a boat. Some guy's yelling in my ear about eating cactuses for breakfast. And if I follow 7 easy steps, I'll see visions of my death. The Pyramid of Health. Put it on a mountain and I turned to dust. Little green worm said it wasn't enough, so he turned me back into a bag of meat. Gave me a liquid from a nearby tree. Said drink this sludge and you'll see what I mean. The Pyramid of Health is in everything. So I looked up in the sky and I saw it clear. The world we live in isn't shaped like a sphere. It's a shape of a pyramid. So I learned by the liquid I was given by the little green.
recommended it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we are back. You're tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilgirk, and we just heard a new track from the Viagra Boys. That was Pyramid of Health off their most recent record. And joining me on the line is Addison from Just TV, the Just TV program. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing well. So for the people who aren't necessarily familiar, tell me, what is the Just TV program?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for hosting us. The youth that I was telling you that was running a little bit late just showed up, so we're fully staffed here now to answer all your calls. So just a little backstory about Just TV. It started in 2008. We were a program originally designed to work with youth who were either in gangs or associated to gangs. It was funded by the National Crime Prevention Center of Canada. They gave us 4 years of funding, and we had a unique approach to the other organizations that got funding. Our approach was we thought we could outreach and reach youth through the power of music and video.
Hmm.
And so once we started up our program, we had a real good turnout. Because back then, that was 2008. So nowadays, everybody has a recording studio at their home, but it wasn't like that back in the day. So a lot of the youth in that demographic that we were targeting were really interested in hip-hop music and the hip-hop culture. And it was a perfect vehicle to kind of like hook the youth in and to meet them at something where they're interested at. And so fast forward to today, 18 years later, we're on having our 18th showcase coming up on December 17th, and we want everybody to come. So what we do here at Just TV is we have two fully functional recording studios. We have over $150,000 of video production equipment. All these tools and equipment are at the disposal of our youth for their creative projects that they decide to do, whether that's a song, whether it's making a video, a short film. Mm-hmm. We can do it all here. And it's and we're very well staffed. We have highly trained staff here that are, I would consider, professionals in the field. We have Jason Bernstick, who is a Juno-nominated and award-winning artist who joined us, I would say, probably 13 years ago, maybe
wow.
longer. And myself, a former hip-hop artist here in the city, and Paul James, who is a well-known audio engineer and videographer and filmmaker here in the city as well.
Right on, yeah. So explain a little bit, like, so it's kind of a program where these young people can go and, like, you kind of just give them some training and guidance on how to, like, record or shoot a video. Because it seems to me like it was when I did a tour there a while back, it was people were working on songs, but they were also doing videos and had these different projects. So it really is like a multimedia type of thing that you've grown it to, not just... You were talking about hip-hop, but it seems like it's grown from that a little bit, right?
Yeah, thanks for bringing me back full circle. Yeah, it started off with hip-hop, and you're absolutely right. We do all genres now, from pop to country to rock and roll to even EDM. Like, we've got some real cool and unique talent here in the city. And I've always said this, you know, I'm grateful that we're here to be able to provide that platform for youth that are, you know, a lot of times underserved and don't have these kind of opportunities. And here they have a place where they can work on their craft with professionals and really get a high quality product, whether that's a song or a short film or a video, and be proud of it. And they can share that with their friends, family, and maybe even like launch potential careers. So we've had quite a few success stories that have come out of here.
Yeah, yeah. I when I was over there, I met a young guy, Jace Bonder, I believe his name was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So could you talk a bit about some of the successes, some of the people that have come out of this Just TV program?
Well, I guess we could start with Jace. I know Jace is like traveling internationally now. Maybe, Kara, you could talk a little bit about where Jace is at, and you've worked with Jace in the past and where he is at now.
Yeah, so I met Jace through program, and He also used to host every Tuesday at the Osborne Tap House. He'd get people from program to come and sing some songs for open mic. And he was always really involved with his music. But to my understanding, and what he explained was, this band reached out to him through TikTok, and they wanted him to sign a contract and everything for him to move to Nice, France. And yeah, now I just see on his stories, they're traveling everywhere. They went to India. So they're just traveling all over Europe doing, I think it's like a jazz type of band. A full band set up there, and they're always wearing really nice suits, and you can tell they're at really prestigious venues. It's really fancy stuff. But yeah, I'm really proud of them. It's awesome. If anyone deserves it, it's him. He's worked really hard.
Yeah, Jay started coming here when he was, I believe, like 16, 17 years old, and he stuck around. Super talented, always really talented. You could see the talent come out of him.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he was really involved in our program, and then we ended up hiring him to work at one of our sister programs called After School Leaders, which is another topic, but it is just TV, just offered on a different day and in a shorter window.
Gotcha.
So Jay's worked there, and then he's, you know, transported over to overseas now, living the dream, and really, really happy to see that. That's one success story. Another success story is on the video side of things. Back when we started, when I first started, I've been here since day one, 2008, and we had a young lady that came in who was interested in music. Her name's Erica Daniels, and she came in just like, you know, a regular youth, having her little struggles and challenges. And she really gravitated towards the video aspect of things. Mind you, she was a talented singer and loved doing that stuff, but music was kind of the hook to get her into the program. And now today, fast forward 18 years later, she has her own production company, and I actually work for her as well.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I work for her as well. So I trained her, me and my colleague Paul trained her, showed her how to operate the equipment, the editing software, and then she just took that and ran with it and started her own stuff. And yeah, now she's just doing incredible. Her company is called Kijik Productions, and she's doing films all across Canada and traveling all over the place, speaking on panels, and she's a real advocate for the Indigenous community.
Awesome.
Telling Indigenous stories. Yeah.
And so the Soak Showcase that's happening on the 17th at the Park Theater, it's free. Tell us a bit about some of the stuff that people will see when they go to the showcase on the 17th.
Well, I have two youth here that are going to be on stage performing, and I believe we have a couple music videos. Actually, the two that are sitting here goes by YBK and Kara. And we completed a music video, just finished it, and it's going to be airing there. So we've got music videos, we've got some short films, some are really funny. We have little skits, we have a little short documentary, we have performances galore, a lot of live performances, and it's going to be a real fun. I bet you anybody that shows up, you'll be amazed at what comes out of this program and the talent that these youth possess with them.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and again, for everyone listening, this is the Just TV Showcase, December 17th at the Park Theater. It's free. What time is it starting?
So yeah, the doors open at 6 o'clock. The show is going to start at 6:30, and so that's at the Park Theater, 698 Osborne Street. We really hope to, that you can make it. It's completely free of charge. If you have nothing to do that night, I really recommend that you come down and check out some of our local talent and support these youth in their endeavors.
Absolutely. And then the last thing I wanted to get that information out there is I'm sure a lot of people are hearing this and they probably think, you know, I know a young person in my life that would benefit from this. How can people get involved with Just TV?
Yeah, the best thing, first of all, I would encourage them to come down to the showcase if they can, to kind of see it firsthand. We have this every year, and it's always bigger and better every year that we do it. That's the way they get a real taste of what the program's about. But if they want to find out more about the program or possibly register, you can go online at thebnc.ca. And on there, there's a tab called Just TV, and there's a registration or application link there that you can fill out. You can also call 204-772-9253 and call, ask for Naomi, or myself, but Naomi's the go-to, the program manager here at Just TV, and we'll try to help you out, hook you up, and get you involved.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on, and I really encourage people to go check it out or support the program or get some people involved. It's like I said, it's a great example of where we should be putting resources for our young, many, many young talented people we have in this city. So thank you again, Addison, for coming on.
Thank you for all your support, Scott. Hopefully we see you there. And we'd like to thank our funders, the City of Winnipeg, and our supporting program here at the Broadway Neighborhood Center, and for you always being an advocate and giving us a platform to let people know about what we do here.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Take care, and lots of luck on the showcase.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
And we'll be back in a moment for Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. And just to finish the show very quickly, run down a couple events that are happening in and around town today, this week. Like I said, there's a Just TV showcase happening next week, December the 17th at the Park Theater. It's free. But this week, we have December 10th, tomorrow at the King Cobb Market Pub. They have their Bella Vista Nights, 8 p.m. It's free. Nyla Moon is playing, as well at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club over there on Main Street. Compost is having their album release, Perennial, with guest Dream Flow, 8 p.m. Tickets are $20. Thursday, December 11th, also down at the Times Change High and Lonesome Club at 8:30. Sam Singer is doing his singer-songwriter songwriting sharing circle there, 8:30 p.m. Tickets are only $12.32. And Into the Music on McDermott Avenue in the Exchange District, 7:30 p.m., free all-ages show. The secret event that I mentioned last week is was announced, celebrating 5 years of Motherwell with Leah Ross. December 13th at 2 p.m., there would be a live mini set of Motherwell tunes, a Q&A with Bucky Dreger of Birthday Cake Records, giveaway LPs for sale, and record signing. So that's all happening at Into the Music this Friday. So go check it out. Yeah, that's just some of the events happening in and around town this week, but by no means everything. 4:28 p.m., we're at the end of the show now. So time to bid you adieu. Thank you very much for tuning in to Radio Free Winnipeg today, and I'll talk to you all next week. Have a great week. Take care.
Some rich folks that you know.